Now, will you notice as he moves down and listen to Paul now as he defends himself. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. What he's saying here is simply this. He said that he was delighted to present his case before Felix, and the reason was that he knew Felix had been a judge of the people a long time, and he understood their customs, and that what Paul's going to say now is not something that would be strange or foreign to him. He says, now 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Now Paul makes it very clear, if you'll notice here, he says to this man, I'm glad that you understand our customs, and I went up to Jerusalem to worship according to our customs. He said, I'm in agreement with my nation, but I must confess that what they call heresy, that's the way I worship God, and it's according to the message of our fathers, that is the Old Testament. Now, verse 15, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Now, if you notice that the resurrection is the very center of Christianity, has been from the beginning, friends. What think you of Christ is the test. What do you think of him? Did he die? Was he raised from the dead? And the real test is that. And Paul comes immediately to them. He says, they believe in a resurrection. I believe in a resurrection. But I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he's already come back from the dead. Now, verse 16, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Now, this is Paul speaking here, saying that what he's done for conscience' sake.